Welcome back. Now, we're going to do is we're going to edit one of our existing automations. And you'll see here that we have automations available. However, there are no steps involved. So what we're going to do is we're going to now click inside of this automation. And then what we're going to do is we're going to click Create Automation. Now, we're going to start with the prompt from ConvertKit. And so what we're going to assume here is that an individual joins a specific form that we've created. And so we're going to choose the form. We're then going to click Add the Event. So now we have the form that the individual has joined. Now when that individual signs up through this specific form, we're then going to choose a specific action. What we're going to do then is we're going to add the individual to a specific tag. And we're going to find the tag, and it's going to be a tag that we have created previously. We're then going to click Add Action. So now, when an individual signs up with a specific form, we're going to have this individual added to a specific list. So what we've done is we've said now that when an individual comes through a form, we're going to have them added to a specific tag. And so what we're now going to do is we're going to set a specific condition and then take some action based on that condition. So we're going to click this condition. So we're going to state now that if this individual who has been tagged has another tag, let's assume then that we want to have an individual that came over from a specific list. Maybe they have this also specific tag, and we're going to add this condition. Who came through the form, had this tag added, also has the second tag, we're then going to send them to a specific email sequence. And we're going to add that sequence and click Add. If the individual does not have this tag, then what we're going to do is we're going to add them to a different email sequence. And so basically by using forms, landing pages, tags, and conditions, we can then direct individuals to the place where we want them to be inside of our email system. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.